61 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. It's pretty quiet here as we continue to look forward to the crop report on Wednesday morning. The USDA will update production once again for both corn and soybeans on Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. Central Time. So the market is expected to be kind of in a wait-and-see mode. And looking at the ranges so far here this morning, it does look like we're going to be kind of in a pretty quiet pattern here for the next couple of days. Of course, rain moved out of the Corn Belt here over the weekend. Looks like it's going to be pretty advantageous for some harvest progress as soon as soils are fit here as the week goes on. So it looks like pretty dry and pretty sunny here for the next few days. So we should see some increased harvest activity. So we'll be waiting for some yield reports on that. The trade will also be curious on that as well. A couple other storylines watching. Of course, U.S. and Canada continue to negotiate NAFTA here, so we'll wait and see on that. Also waiting to see if President Trump enacts any more tariffs on China as well, as he continues to hint of that over the last few days. So no news early this week on tariffs, but we'll continue to watch that as well. The market continues to be somewhat reluctant to trade out of this sideways trade until we have more news on a few of these items here moving forward. September corn right now, 354, down a quarter. Dease corn at 365, down 1 3/4. March corn at 377 1/4, that's down 2 cents. November soybeans, 848 3/4, up 4 3/4. January soybeans at 862, up 4 3/4. March soybeans at 874 3/4, that's up 4 1/2. December Chicago wheat at 514, up 2 3/4. March Chicago wheat at 534, that's up 2 1/2. Looking at the livestock markets here this morning, we have a higher cattle market. October cattle at 110.57, up 62. December cattle at 114.80, up 37. September feeders, 152.97, that's unchanged. October feeders, 152.82, down 12. October hogs, 56.90, up $1.25. December hogs, 57.22. That's up 42 cents. We'll have export inspections out here this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Not expected to show much harvest progress here with this rain moving through the last few days, but would expect that to start to tick up in the next few days as farmers get to the field here with this nicer weather, Brian.
All right, Aaron, sounds good. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Taking a look at current conditions across central Illinois, we're on either side of 60 degrees right now, 61 degrees in Urbana with the wind out of the north around 5 miles per hour, 59 degrees in Bloomington, Decatur checks in at 61, 61 degrees in Danville as well, 63 in Charleston-Mattoon, 62 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, a high of 74 degrees, wind out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight dropping to a low of 54 degrees with calm conditions. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 75 degrees. And for the day on Wednesday, mostly sunny once again. We'll start to warm up just a bit with a high of 78 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.